Welcome, Class 6, to your English Literature class once again. The topic for today is The Happy Prince in Chapter 2 of your textbook. Let us begin by turning to page 11 and reading the page. Now, children, The Happy Prince is a story by Oscar Wilde, a famous Anglo-Irish playwright, novelist, and poet. It is about the story of a statue, the Happy Prince, covered with gold and many fine jewels. It sits overlooking the city. One day, a swallow seeks shelter under the statue and discovers the prince not happy but sad. So the bird becomes friendly with the prince and tries to make him happy by helping him in his wish to ease the suffering of others. You can see the picture of the statue of the Happy Prince on page 11. Can you see it? Now, let us go to page number 12 and 13 and read the rest of the story. Follow the pictures as we read. In this story, we come across a statue who at one time was a real prince. When the prince was alive, he was a happy person. He lived in the palace and did not know about human suffering at all. His life was full of joys. Upon his death, his statue was built at the top of a tall column in the city. The statue was covered all over with thin leaves of fine gold. For eyes, he had two bright sapphires, and a large red ruby rested on his sword. Since he was placed high above the city on a tall column, he was able to witness all the sorrows and sufferings of the common people, which he had been ignorant about during his lifetime. Large drops of tears from the prince's eyes fell on a little swallow who had come to rest at his feet. The bird took pity on the prince and decided to help him ease the suffering of others. In accordance to the prince's wishes, the swallow plucked the ruby from his sword and gave it to the seamstress who had no money to feed her ailing child. Then he plucked a sapphire from one of the eyes of the statue and gave it to a young playwright who was too poor to make fire in the winter to continue his writing. One day, the prince saw a match girl who was being beaten by her father for letting her matches fall in the gutter. He felt pity for the girl and immediately commanded the swallow to pluck out his other jeweled eye and help the girl. The swallow was not ready to do so. Why do you think so? Yes, because that would make the prince completely blind. But the prince insisted, and he honored his wish.